Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Peace. What's going on, guys? This is Brooklyn Black, and this is the first episode of the Pregame with Brooklyn Black, where we talk about all things relevant, all things important. Well, it all depends on where you're coming from. Whatever you want me to talk about, whatever you want to hear over here, that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to cover. So, the chat room is open. The phone lines is open. Number is 347-857-4302. Call in. We are here. We are live for the next hour. This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, thanks again for tuning in. If anyone's tuning in, anybody who can hear my voice, I am your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are doing the show. It is called The Pregame. My caller number is 347-857-4302. I figure I'd take this time, the first 20 minutes or so, to give intros, shout-outs, pretty much oversight or the mission statement, you will, of this show here. The purpose of this show here is to give everyone ample opportunity to voice their opinions about whatever topic, whatever they feel they want to go in on, if something's bugging them, or if there's a new movie, whatever the case may be. If it's relevant enough, if it's relevant to you, then we're going to go in on it. Also, too, if you're listening, I can be reached on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Brooklyn Black. Also, I need a theme song for the show, so any unsigned producers, DJs, or if you just make beats or you like to mess around with Final Cut Pro or whatever, you could throw something together, send it to me, and if it's all well and good, it could be the theme song. I'm not part of no big-time radio conglomerate, so I won't be able to pay you for your services, but like I said, you'll be getting out there and everything like that. But, talk to me, people. What's going on? Like I said, the number's 347-857-4302. There's a couple things that I want to talk about. But first off, this is the pregame. This is when, everybody done met up at the designated person's house, you guys are drinking your little liquor, whatever. So, before you go to the club, get all nice and good, and anything like that. So let me know, where y'all partying at? If you're throwing a party, or you hosting a party, let me know. As a matter of fact, if you got things to put up, you can, for the show, the email is brooklynblk@gmail.com. You got events, things like that, you want me to broadcast on the show, drop me an email there. If you follow me on Twitter, hit me up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Brooklyn Black, all one word. Like I said, I'm on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. We're going to try to get this thing going, make this pretty much a people network for the unsigned people and everything like that. So we're going to try to get this thing going, have some people going on the show. We got some people going on in the chat room. Phoenix Rising, how you doing? Let me know where you're listening in from. In the chat room, I am known as the pregame. I am the pregame. Phoenix Rising, thanks. I appreciate the love. Spread the word. Let's get this out there. I'm trying to do this thing every week, every Saturday, Friday, Saturday, the pregame hours. Let's still get the word out. Everyone, Brooklyn Black, BLK@gmail.com. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. Send me comments, suggestions, questions, anything you want me to cover. If you want me to try to get a guest on the show, anything, let me know. I'll see what I can do. Like I said, please know I am just a regular guy, up and coming. And I figured I'd try this radio show thing. So please, don't ask me to get you Jay-Z. I can't get you Jay-Z. All right, now, you know, if you want, I can try to get somebody, like I said, unsigned, up and coming. If you want your stuff heard, you want to get your word out, unsigned rappers, DJs, producers, whatever, get at me. If you got a reality show coming up, get at me. If you doing some movie, whatever, get at me. Let me know. We're going to do the damn thing. This is Blog Talk Radio, the pregame with Brooklyn Black. The phone number is 347-857-4302. Unsigned artist, if you want to spit a hot 16 real quick to get your name out there or whatever, call in. If you got a beat, call in. If, like I said, if you're doing a reality show, a movie, something, hood cooking, whatever, call in. While we're on the subject of hood cooking, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Lucky Me, New City. On Facebook, he's doing his thing. He got a couple things going on. Keep your eye out for that. Also, too, homeboy Wonder845, he is doing the thing. Shout out to him. He's holding Rockland down, putting Rockland on the map. They're doing the thing. Also, tonight, there is a party going down at Boulevard. Going to Boulevard. Ladies are free all night. Fellas, you are free until midnight. You're free until midnight. Also, too, there's a couple other things going down. Tonight, DJ Matrix presents this to Thomas Shine, Spring Girls, Girls Gone Wild Edition. Ladies are free until 11:30. So if you're listening, you only got about 23 or so more minutes before you got to pay. But if it's your birthday, you are free before 12:30. So if your birthday is April 10th, April 11th, you are good before 12:30. I also, too, they're giving 5 tickets to Miami for Memorial Day weekend with the airfare. And this place is at HBX Studios, 3251 3rd Avenue in the Bronx on the corner of 163rd Street. So you guys want to do that? You guys might want to check that out. I know there's a couple other things going down tonight. But also, too, like I said, give me your comments. Let me know what's up. The chat room is open. Give me your suggestions. If you want me going on a topic, whatever, it doesn't matter. To the 4 users that are here, well, the 3 users, including me, I appreciate you guys here. This is the first show, hopefully the first of many. We're going to keep going and hopefully keep the thing popping. Like I said, I know it's impromptu, so people are like, oh, you're trying to have a show? People are ready to go out. Like I said, hopefully this is to get you motivated to find you something to do while you guys are out there, you're doing your thing, you know, places to go and whatever like that. Now, like I said, so far HBX Studios is popping tonight. Club Boulevard is popping tonight. Also, too, I want to give a special shout-out to Pro Dillinger also, too, once again, to 1-845. He has a lot of big things going on. I know I mentioned him a whole lot, but like I said, that's just based on strength. I know he has a lot of stuff going on, and I'm trying to get that out there. If you are unsigned, producers, DJs, whatever, if you can beatbox, you want to get your name out there. I know I am a real low-budget type medium, but give me a minute and let me rock with this, and I will be there. All right, but show me your love and support. I will get you out there. I'll try to get your name out the best way I can. We still got some more time to go more of the intro. Like I said, this is the pregame with Brooklyn Black. This is when you're listening, when you're getting ready to go to the club. I'll let you know, as far as I know, what's popping, where the movement is tonight or any other night that I'm on the show. Pretty much I'm trying to get this for the Saturday night between 10 to 11 or 11 to 12 o'clock hour. So we're trying to get this thing going just so everybody can be good and ready to go. But if you guys have questions, suggestions, a topic you want me to start going in on, you can go into the chat. You can hit me on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and we'll get something going. I'll be taking that in, and pretty soon I'll start taking in phone calls. You guys want to call in, say what's up, get a question out there, whatever it is, let me know. Now, my personal promos, I would say for all those people who are on Facebook, I would say follow my sister's show, The Remix, hosted by Blue Bass Larry Wind, mostly every Friday and Sunday evenings. Tune into that show. Most times I make appearances on there, so check that out. Also, too, let's see, if you guys are looking to get your phones fixed, or you guys looking to buy a new phone, tonight's show is sponsored by iMobile Bronx, New York, 2460 Grand Concourse in the Bronx, New York, right there on the corner, Grand Concourse at East 188th Street. Ask for Julian, tell him Brooklyn Black sent you, and he will hook you up. This goes for phone repairs, phone sales, only for the Sprint Nextel network. Sprint on the Now network, serving you better, and all that good stuff. Now, also, to who else? Okay, I need to shout out my boy Greg, a.k.a. PokerFace85 on Twitter, what is going on. Also, to my brother Panic, brother Bobby Hammett, Blue Raspberry, my inspiration for doing this, Sister Rainwater, Phoenix, my sister Ebony, she is somewhere asleep, but we are with her. She's with us in spirit, so hopefully we have a good show. My brother in OTM, the 2460 crew, everybody, thank you guys for showing me love. You know, like I said, most of you guys said I should try this radio thing out, so I'm trying it out. So, hi. Let's see how this thing goes, okay? It's 11:11 now. We have about a good and 49 minutes left in the show and still got a lot of ground to cover. So, also, I'm looking for special guest callers, things like that. Special guest callers, like I said, everything like that. So, you got something you want to say? Get at me. I am manning my Facebook. I am manning the Twitter. So, if I get to a suggestion too late, something like that, please forgive me. I'm doing all my own work. I'm trying to get this thing up from the ground up by myself because that's how it should be done if you want it done right, all right? I want to give a shout-out to Beggin' Billy. He may not be listening yet, but Beggin' Billy, I want to give him a shout-out. He got some good stuff coming through real soon. Also, to Mr. New City Lucky Me, he got new stuff coming through. So Rockin' County, look out for that. Brooklyn, look out for that. Also, to, like I said before, Mr. Wonder 845, he got some stuff coming out. April 17th, which is, I believe, next Saturday, he will be at the French Quarters. So if you want, holler. If you want, get at me about information about that. I'll send you through the right channels. Also, too, check out his website, Wunda845, that's WUNDA845.com, for all of his work and everything like that. Like I said, we are taking calls. As of right now, I'm going to start taking calls, get some people in here, see what's up, what's going on out there in America, wherever you guys are tuning in from. Like I said, I appreciate it, and I love you for it. The phone number is 347-857-4302. Let's get this thing on the road. Like I said, let's talk and let's get this going. Let's get this going, all right? Like I said, also, my man Pro Dillinger, he got a song with the homie called Nobi. Also, he got a joint hotel room. You guys want to check it out? Check out his Facebook, facebook.com, Pro Dillinger. Check him out. Went to high school with this dude. He is a good dude. That is my dude. Like I said, the number to call in, 347-857-4302. We are rocking until midnight because by then y'all want to go to the club and all of that, so I ain't going to take up your time. Like I said, this is the pregame. I am Brooklyn Black. I'm going to go check through some of this stuff, and I will still be here. All right. Right now on the line, we have from the 845 as well. So that means they from Rockin' County. Rockin' County, stand up. We are in the building. 845.
Hello?
We're on the air with Brooklyn Black. What's up? This is the pregame. What's good?
Hello?
Hello. 845.
Yo, what's poppin'? Vern, it's Pro, man. It's Pro. All
right, Pro Dillinger, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling into the show. Appreciate the love.
You already know, my nigga. You doing your thing.
I see you since high school.
Yo, man, you doing your thing right now, man. I'm just tuned in, man. Just paying attention, man. I'm just trying to get the word out there, man. A lot of new things going on in 2010. You dig?
All right, so let the people know, you know, the people who are listening, those who can hear us, let them know what you got going on. Like I said, I know you got a couple tracks coming out, but what else is in store for Pro Dillinger, man?
Right now I'm working on the Gritty Life mixtape, man, working with my man Shinobi, working with my man A-Dash, my man Coach Real, EQ, you know, and we just got our own beats, we got our own producers, we do our own mastering and mixing, everything is self-contained, man. We got Gritty Life Digital coming out right now. Matter of fact, all the listeners out there, hit grittylifemusic.com, man. It's very important, man. Yo, Vern, man, say that again to these listeners. Grittylifemusic.com, man. Hit that up, man. You get to hear all of Nobi's new shit. You can purchase Reconstruction. That's his new CD that popped, man. And just keep an eye out for all the projects, man. And keep listening to that Brooklyn Black Show, man, the pregame. You dig?
All right, that's what's up. That's the pregame. All right, so, yo, Pro, since I got you on the line, before I let you go, because I know you probably got, you know, mad stuff to do. You got to hit the ball up and all that. But give me like, the first topic to go in on, man. Oh, and before you do that, shout out to your boy B, man, doing his thing overseas for the Army
Shout out to my brother Devin, man. He's in Iraq, man. That nigga be home in like 8 days, though, man. Really, man, what I want to talk about, man, what I really want you to go in on is the state of hip-hop in Rockland County, man, and what are these dudes doing out here, man? Because me, myself, as a flagship artist out of this county, man, I expect more, man. I stepped away from the game for a minute, and these dudes ain't really doing nothing with it. I'm listening. Listen, man, y'all listeners out there, don't think I'm not listening, man. I hear what y'all doing out there, man. I'm not pleased, B. I'm not pleased at all. So, shout out to all my niggas that's really, really doing it, though. My nigga Bones, you know what I'm saying? My man Lucky Me, my man Nah Ruga, Nobi Guns, Coach Real. You already know who the real artists are. Lou Filthy, shout out to Lou Filthy, you know what I'm saying? J Dubs, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas get your shit up, man. I'm not pleased, man. I'm not pleased. Get with me, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll get you a feature or something like that and we can fix that.
Okay, okay. All right. Once again, that was Big Pro right there. Like I said, check him out on Facebook, Pro Dillinger. Also, too, GrittyLife.com. Check him
Gritty out. Life Music, GrittyLifeMusic.com.
GrittyLifeMusic.com. Pardon me. GrittyLifeMusic.com. That's what he's doing. Big moves for the old 10. Also, too, anybody call in, 347-853-4302. Big shout out to Renegade Music. Trey Brown, I see you in the building. I see you, homie. Shout out to Trey Brown. Follow him on Twitter. Get him on Facebook. Get Pro Dillinger. Follow these dudes, and they got ringtones on Mixer.com.
Yeah.
So let's get it popping. If you
shout out to all the homies
tonight, let me know. Haverstraw, stand up. Rockin County, stand up.
You already know.
Green Valley, all you got, stand up. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island, Long Island, everybody stand up. Pro Dillinger, good looking out on the call in, homeboy. Also, too, we rocking here till 12 o'clock, so let me know what's popping for tonight. Wherever you at, if you heading somewhere, let me know. All right. Also, too, I say Trey Brown, Pro Dillinger, y'all wanna get up, probably work on some collabos. You know what I'm saying? I'm vouching for both sides. You dig what I'm saying? But also, welcome to the pregame. We're doing this thing. We're rocking at 12 o'clock. We're gonna try to do this every Saturday. So, all of you unsigned crews, you unsigned labels, DJs, rappers, all of that, hit me up. BrooklynBlack, BLK@gmail.com. Tonight, go to Promenade. It is popping at Promenade tonight. The homie Trey Brown and the Renegade Squad will be in the building. Go over there tonight, see what's popping. We're going to be live. This is Brooklyn Black in the pregame. Like I said, hit me with some topics. Give me about 2 minutes, and I'm going to go what I got listed in. Then whoever's in the room, you guys can go on with that. Sister Rainwater, I see you. I did not forget you. Thank you for supporting me, sister. I'm sorry about the last minute. But, like I said, let's get this thing going. This is Block Talk Radio. This is the pregame, and I am Brooklyn Black, all right? Also, too, I'm checking the Facebooks, and I'm on Facebook. I'm doing all my own promos and everything like that. So, the call-in number, once again, 347-857-4302. Let's get the thing popping, whatever you guys want to talk about. First person to pop a valid topic could go in within the next 2 minutes. If not, we'll just go on whatever I got written down on my itinerary. All right, but also, too, like I said, tonight, HBX Studios is popping tonight. April 17th, you guys want to hit French Quarters to see Wonder 845. Also, too, it's a whole bunch of other stuff going through, going down. Check me out. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I'm still, like I said, waiting for a couple more topics to come on the side. Let's see, Matt Fact, to hell with it. We only got an hour show. I can't wait for everybody, right? All right, peace to Trey Brown. I'll see you on the next time, my dude. All right, right now we are talking about the state of hip-hop. Now, I know the homie Pro, he talked about it on, yeah, talked about it a little bit, you know, state of hip-hop in Rockland. Now, what's up with the state of hip-hop as a whole and Planet Hip-Hop? What's going on with hip-hop here? I'm talking from the artists to the beats to the lyrics to the content to how they market it, everything. Like, how do we do that? Like, what are we feeling? What are you guys feeling? Please call in 347-857-4302. If you guys are on hold for a long time, please bear with me. I'm trying to get through it all. I'm doing it all by myself. Also, too, everybody who's on Twitter, follow PokerFace85. That's PokerFace85. That's Twitter.com/PokerFace85. Also, too, if you guys want dream catchers, please holler at your sister Rainwater. She is in the chat. She is holding it down. Ask her about the dream catchers and ask her about all that. She will get your spiritual game intact. So get at her. Get at me. I'm still taking suggestions. I'm still, you know, trying to go in. This is the first show of the pregame. So please tell your friends to tell their friends and so on and so forth. We're trying to get this thing popping. We're trying to get it going. You know, this is Blog Talk. This is the pregame. I am here, and I'm straight talking because I don't have any music uploaded, so I don't have commercial breaks or nothing like that. So I am still here, and I'm still, like I said, I'm taking all types of requests. What do you want to talk about, or if you want to send me a theme song, something like that. Send me videos, pictures. Tell me where you at. If you want me to talk about something for the next show, which will be next week, I am doing a show next week, next Saturday, on the 17th, there will be a show. April 17th, there will be a show. So tell your peoples now, you know, get the word out and everything like that. We're going to do it again next week. All right, let's see. The phone lines are clear. Call us in, 347-857-4302. We're going to see what's going on. And come on, guys, you know, don't laugh at me. You know, this is the first show, so I ain't got nobody calling in yet. You know, but let's get it going. Like I said, big shout-out to the homie Pro Dillinger. Shout-out to 1845, Mr. New City, BP Jeff, NIAC Building 3, you guys stand up. If anybody who know them dudes, listen, tell them. You guys are tuning in. Like I said, we're doing the thing. This is the pregame, Brooklyn Black, on Blog Talk. We're going to keep the thing going and start working in, you know, commercials and all that good stuff and everything like that. Also, too, follow Black.Live Music. You go on Facebook, you can Google it, Twitter, Black.Live Music. They got an artist, Landlord the King. He is off the chain. He is off the meat rack. You guys listen to him. He got a couple of tracks, which is all good. I've been rocking him for a good minute also. Also, too, on the British side, SAS. Give shout-outs to SAS. And pick up a new album whenever they're going. I'm going to try to get them on the show and see what's going on. All right? Like I said, once again, this is the free game, Brooklyn Black, and we are doing the damn thing tonight. Let's see. All right, let's see. Now I'm asking, you know, what's popping in the street. As far as I know, right now in Brooklyn, it's pretty calm. Anything got to go out pretty much, you know, Manhattan, Queens, Bronx, all that good stuff right now. Right now, Promenade is cracking right now. From what I hear also, too, like I say, HBX Studios over in over in the Bronx. We're going to take a quick 5-minute break. Well, not even 5 minutes, about good. Take my pay some bills, however they say it on the radio. We'll be right back. This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black. All right. We are back into the pregame. I am once again still your host, Brooklyn Black. All right, now we're going to get into some of the topics that I have written down. Now, like I said, one topic is still the state of hip-hop. Now, I say the state of hip-hop is in utter distress. I say the state of hip-hop is not what it was, not 5 years, not 10, not 15, 20 years ago. Hip-hop is not the same. We need some of these artists who have went into the back, you know, got out the limelight. We need them to come back to show these new guys how it's done. We need a female MC, and if you guys follow me on Twitter, if you guys are with me on Facebook, you've seen me say this a million times. We need a female MC to come back and step up. Now, Nicki Minaj, please do not get it twisted. Don't tweet her and say I'm talking shit or none of that stuff. I say, lyrically, Nicki Minaj is nice, but her animation and how she gets all googly-eyed and all that good stuff takes away from the shit she wants to talk about, the shit she wants to say. The only way you can actually pay attention to what she's saying is if you're listening to her on the radio, you listen to her music on the internet or whatever. But if you see her while she's performing, her animation and how she does her eyes and does her body will take away from what you are seeing as she rhymes, you know what I'm saying? So, what I'm saying is, we need another female MC to come up and, I don't know, come up and show, like I said, these younger sisters how it's done and everything like that. Like I said, right now, the calling number is 347-857-4302. I am not going to Nicki Minaj. She is just an example. Now, as far as male rappers go, I can go all day on the male rappers. But right now, because right, it seems more, important to go on the female side because it's more the females who influence these young girls who turn into the young women, who turn into the grown women, and yada, yada of tomorrow. You know, it's more so on that. So if everyone is following, you know, what Nicki Minaj does and everything like that, you know, at least let's get some content of what she's talking about and everything like that. All right. Like I said, everybody, I'm over. You know, our number is 347-857-4302. You guys want to talk about that or even something else? But right now, like I said, it's the state of hip hop because right now, hip hop is what our kids are listening to, and you know, our nieces, our nephews, all that good stuff. This is what they're listening to, and this is what they feel is cool to do in the street and anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I feel this was a good topic. If it's not for the first show, I'm definitely going to bring it back up for another show. So please don't think if you didn't get your points across on the state of hip-hop, I will be doing it again. All right? Also, too, be on the lookout, Beg and Billy. He has an album called The Saga Continues, which will be dropping on the 23rd of this month. All right? So look out for Beg and Billy, 23rd of this month. Now, I know, you know, some people, you might have had a hard time finding a room or everything like that. Please bear with me. This is the first show. And I, like I said, for the first show to have more than one listener is great. So I appreciate it. Arnetta, thank you. Rain, thank you. You guys probably helped me out along the way and everything like that. But still, though, we're back on the state of hip-hop. But now, since we went from the female side, let's go to the male side of it. If you are having problems hearing the show, try refreshing your page. Or you can call in, like I said, 347-857-4302. Also, like I said, let's go on to the male side. Now, as for the males, who, you know, besides Jay-Z, you know, because, you know, that's the first person everyone was throwing, oh, Jay-Z's the guy of rap, yada, yada, yada. All well and good, fine. But let's do somebody else. Like, come on, who else is out there? There's more people out there rapping besides Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane, and all of that. And personally, I don't know why Gucci Mane has a deal, probably because he got his own way, but whatever. It gets him legit money, so I'm all with it. But the thing is, what is he talking about? He got a song called Lemonade, and, you know, and don't ask me what it's about. Don't ask me what's three words in there, nothing like that, because I have no idea. But I am still taking calls. 347-857-4302. This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black. We got about 29 minutes left into the show. So we're going to go into the state of hip-hop thing one more time. Like I said, this is, I feel, is a pertinent subject because as black people, Puerto Ricans, Spanish, whatever, people of color, even some of the white guys, hip-hop is somehow become a part of everyone's life. Hip-hop, pop music, just music in general has become a part of their lives. So therefore, we should be able to voice something about the content that's being brought out there. All right? Now, we're going to go into something else. We're going to go into a cliche issue, whatever, but I feel we should go into it. Like I said, this is a talk show. It's a talk show. This is going to be the first one, first of many, hopefully, depending on what type of feedback we get and everything like that. But we're going to get to relationships. Who out of the sexes, this is, I guess, a better of the sexes question, who is the better liar, men or women? Who is the better liar out of this whole thing? You know, voice your opinion. The chat room is open. 347-857-4302 is the number. Hey, you can even post your questions on my Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Brooklyn Black. So still in all, let me know what's up. Like I said, right now, we're seeing who is the better liar because, straight up, men lie, women lie. You know, I'm not trying to quote any songs or nothing like that, but that's just straight up what it is. Men lie, women lie. So who's better at it, men or women? You guys call in with your suggestions, 347-857-4302. If you got somebody you know is in the crib, ain't doing nothing, and they all opinionated and all that, tell them to call in. Let's have a meeting of the minds. Let's get it going. Once again, this is the pregame. I am Brooklyn Black. We got about 26 minutes left in the show. We're going to keep it going. Let me go into the chat window. Let's see what people is talking about. All right. Okay, Big Hole, which I think I know who that is. He talks about he just wants to rob Gucci Mane, which is all well and good. But let's see if we can do it anything in the current subject right now. Sister Rainwater says that women lie better. Women lie better. Now, if anyone had paid attention, I doubt if they paid attention to my Ustream show earlier. We had Sister Ebonet on earlier. She had also stated that women are better because they sit down and plan about it. you know, they sit down saying about it. Pardon me if you guys thought I belched or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm actually took a drink. But anyway, she said that women were better liars because, you know, they sit and they plan shit, which led me to believe that women, it's already predetermined into their DNA for them to lie. All right, right now we got a caller calling in from 718, which means they're from the NYC. We're going to see what's going on with them. All right, caller from the 718, you are live in the pregame with Brooklyn Black. What is going on, sweetheart?
Peace, Black, Brooklyn Black.
All right, peace. What's going on? Who is this on the line?
This is Arnetta.
All right, Netta, what's up? All right, so therefore, you're calling in on the topic of who is the better liar, right?
Yes.
Okay, what you saying?
You know where the better lie is. There's no argument with that. The only
okay,
time.
So therefore, so therefore, you are telling me that Sister Ebony was correct earlier in stating that, you know, women, you know, they sin, they plan it out. So therefore, women are predisposed to be liars.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when
I'm just asking.
No, I'm saying when we want to tell a lie, we can usually get away with it. The only time men get away with lies is when we let you.
So we might be rolling with this through the end of the show. We may be rolling with this one through the end of the show. Okay, so you're saying that only because you women allow us to get. We allow y'all to catch us, or you're saying that we allow, or you allow us, rather, to catch you when you're lying?
You're talking about in relationships, right?
We're talking about relationships, period. This is a battle of the sexes conversation right now.
This is sex?
This is a battle of the sexes conversation right now.
Okay,
battle of the
okay,
sexes.
Okay. We know how to lie better than you guys. Because most of the time, we're the honest ones. So when it comes down to lying, we're not complacent with the lies. You know what I'm saying? We put all effort and everything else into the lie, so we make the lie work for us. You guys are so used to getting away with lies that you're comfortable, and you always wind up messing it up and giving yourselves away.
Okay, you're pretty much saying that women, since they're so honest, 98% of the time when they need to lie, it comes second nature?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Most of us are honest. Most of us are. We come into the relationship being honest. Okay?
Okay, now, are you just speaking for yourself, or are you speaking for women
in
general?
For me. I'm speaking for me and the women I usually surround myself with. If you want
okay.
to talk about the wenches, I don't really know much about wenches firsthand because I don't surround myself with those type of people, so I cannot speak for them. But you're talking about grown, mature women, we usually come into a relationship with honesty because that's what we want.
Okay. So, like I said, okay, so that pretty much accounts for 10, maybe 11% of all women everywhere. Not to sound sexist, but most women, come on, they look for the bigger, better deal. Most women today are opportunists. Come on.
It depends on the type of woman you're talking to and you're dealing with.
That's a good percentage of women today. Even with anything, like as far as a relationship, a jump off, whatever, you know what I'm saying? On either count, the women, they're just more predisposed. You're saying they're just more predisposed women because they're going into it honestly? But not
right.
All of them are doing that, though. That's what I'm saying. But
well,
see,
that depends
on
what type of woman.
But the majority of, I think you call them wenches.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wenches,
yeah. The majority of the women that most of us are good guys end up meeting are wenches. They appear to be nice you know, put together.
Well, what are you looking for when you're looking for? What do you look for when you're looking for a woman?
Now, like I said, see, that all depends on when. That all depends on things like where you're meeting them at and everything like that. Once
right.
again, everybody, number 347-857-4302. Now, please, I agree with you 100%. If you go into a nightclub and you take home the girl on the first night, don't expect her to be, you know, housewife material. Of course
right.
not.
Right, not a librarian girl.
You know, but, like I said, a lot of women, I'm not even going to use the word majority because majority speaks for a whole lot. But a lot of women, they come into any type of relationship, whether it be, you know, they just messing around thing or whatever. They come into that as they're this good girl and everything like that. But then once they get comfortable in the relationship, no matter what type of relationship it is, once they're comfortable in that relationship, then we see their true colors. Now, what I'm saying is, why can't the true colors, why can't the trueness come out in the beginning? Now, I'm saying,
that works both ways.
Clear?
That works both ways. I know you don't think that men approach women, yo. I got a wife. You know, I have a wife, but I really want to sleep with you. You know, I really want to. You know,
hey, you 100%
to
right. It works both ways.
They lie.
It works both ways. Yes,
it works
does.
Both ways, yeah.
You are 100%. But, true indeed, it seems that females are more prone to have more drama, more issues, more this, more that with them than a guy would.
I don't agree with that. Men have issues, too. And a lot of men have issues. A lot of men have issues with their relationships with women, especially black women. You know what I'm saying? So it may seem like that from the outside, but if you really look deep into it, it still goes both ways on that aspect. Men have issues coming into relationships, and so do women.
Okay, and I'm with you 100% on that, not to take any points from it or nothing like that, but. Keep it real, Netta. How many relationships you even know about where they coming in and it's more so the woman got drama. The woman, she got a crazy baby daddy or a crazy ex that won't let go or some.
And men
crazy
don't come to relationships
ex.
With crazy
most,
baby
most
mamas?
Times always on the woman.
No.
Men,
see,
we got the psychopaths that stalk us and all of that good stuff. But I'm just saying, it's just more so you hear about the females having more drama than the men. If you're trying to call in, hold on, guys. I'm still rocking with y'all. It just seems that me and Arnetta, we are having a great meeting of the minds right here in the pregame. This is stuff like this. It's stuff like this I want to go on during this pregame. You know what I'm saying? You call in, you're going to get me. This is how I feel also, too. Twitter, Facebook, hell, even look for me on MySpace. I barely check it, but hell, I'll get to it. but still, me and Sister Arnetta, who is became the special guest co-host tonight, because we are on the subject of relationships and all that. Like I said, I'm trying to get to these call lines as soon as I can. And we're going to get everything on and going. Okay, so, Netta, what do you say to the relationships that start out the guy? He has a clean slate, nothing going on. But the girl, she has all this excess baggage. But the only thing they have in common is this chemistry.
That depends on the person that's going in, whether or not the person wants to deal with that. That's their choice. No one says even if you have chemistry with the person, it depends on whether or not you want to deal with all the rest of it. That's your choice. You don't have to deal with this person. I mean, you have to look at what's more important to you as an individual.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you know, like I said, I agree with you on that one. You know, that's all. You know, you only you only take what you let someone do to you. You know, you only take as much as you let get done to you. So I'm with you on that one.
So when you're coming into something and you meet somebody, you have to understand what it is you're getting into, and you have to also know yourself and know what it is you will deal with and what it is you will not deal with.
Right, but what if you're coming into something under false pretenses? That's what I'm getting at.
Well, if it's under false pretenses, at some point in time, it's going to come to light. It can't be hidden that long. I mean, you're going to see something. You're going to have some type of sign that something is not right. So, I mean, it goes back to the individual. How much knowledge they have on relationships and their experiences will tell them if a certain situation goes on while you're with that person that you know better. It's a warning signal. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it goes back to the individual.
Okay, so pretty much it brings up the red flag pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah.
Pretty much that's what you're saying, you know. Use your discretion and everything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. While I got you on the line, Miss Netta. All right. So, we covered the thing of the baby mama drama and the baggage and everything like that, right? Okay. Now, those who've been paying attention, this show is 100% off limits. So, if you know you feel you may get offended easily or whatever, no hard feelings. If you want to log off, knock yourself out. But nowadays, and like I said, since I have a woman on the phone, I want to get this out there. We're talking on the subject of relationship. Now, I can talk to 20 women, and I can guarantee 19 of them will say, oh, yeah, I like head. I like to receive. I like my man go down on me, yada, 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 X, Y, Z. But if a man were to ask, you know, them same 19 women who said, oh, yeah, they love to receive it, would not return the favor. If anything, it'd be maybe 5 of them who return the favor. Now,
well,
what's going on with that?
A man can go around and eat as many and perform fellatio on a woman and not be looked at as bad as a woman would if she was just going around dating men and performing fellatio at the rate that a man was. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. There's a status. There's a double standard with that. Now, there's some women that I know that they love to do that. You know what I'm saying? But they can't. They have to use discretion if they respect themselves. It's not that she doesn't want to return the favor, but it depends on how long she's been dating this person and how comfortable she feels with him. We have to approach those things that way. Because we're women, and we want to be respected. We got some hoochies out there that'll go down on you in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, she's referring to the picture I posted on Facebook for those who don't know.
those two whores that need to be quarantined. But that's a whole other story. But, you know, you're not going to want to deal with a woman. You're going to be skeptical about even having her perform fellatio on her if she's ready to do that on a first date. Because you don't know what type of doggone bodily fluid she's going to transfer to you.
Okay. Okay. Valid point. Good point. Okay. So, you tell me, okay, so all these girls who say, oh, yeah, you can eat me up, but, oh, I'm not sucking his dick or whatever, but you're not gonna do him the deed, but you let him do you the deed, and either way, the fluid is going to pass anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether he does the deed to you, or you do the deed to him, he's, you know, the fluid is going to pass anyway. Right?
Yeah, true. But it's still a double standard when a woman just goes down the way a man does. Now, me personally, I ran into a guy I've known for a long time. I've known him for a while. But I've never dealt with him on a physical. But he decides, like, he's all of a sudden at 4 o'clock in the morning going to call me and tell me to meet him downstairs in my foyer area so that he can perform fellatio on me. And I found that to be very offensive because we haven't even talked about dating. We haven't even spoken to each other intimately on an intimate. And you're just going to call me on the phone and ask me, can you perform fellatio on me? To me, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so, all right. So if someone that you deemed a friend, you know, like someone like you deemed, you know, is your homie, your ace, boom, coon, and all that good stuff. Anyone who doesn't know what ace, boom, coon is, Google it. If you still can't understand it, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show. But if someone, like I said, you see like that, he comes, all of a sudden he comes, yo, let me yada, 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 yada. That's like a red flag. That's what you're saying?
Well, we weren't really kicking it. Like, I knew him from around the way, you know, what's up, how you doing type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
But you knew he was a guy.
Huh?
But you knew he was a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy, but that doesn't mean that,
okay,
that he can just come over,
right,
and perform fellatio on me.
Not saying that he can just come and perform the deed on you. I'm just saying, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you might have known, like, hey, you know, we have no blood relationship, so this might come up.
No, because I was talking to him about some business. So this came out from the left. You know what I'm saying? This was business while we were communicating with each other. So, I mean,
okay,
it depends on it always depends on the individuals involved in the situation. Certain women are not going to perform fellatio on a guy, you know, just to be doing it the way that a guy will just get down and start, you know, go to town on a female. That's just, you know, it depends on the woman.
Okay. Okay. True to the point. But what if the guy and the girl have been in a, you know, committed one relationship? Hell, they can even be kids involved. And they had this relationship going on for so long, you know. And still in all, the woman doesn't want to do the deed, but she's all for it if you know, the guy wants to do it. But if when it's time for them to turn the table, she's all.
He's a fool if he stays. Because if he can do it to her and they've been in a long-term relationship, why can't she do it to him if that's something that he wants?
Okay. Only because, like I said, I know of said situations, so I put that out there. But, all right, so therefore we covered the whole thing on fellatio, infidelity. Because right now it still seems
I want to talk about that I've been hearing a lot about lately. Polygamy.
Polygamy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's get on polygamy with the last 8 minutes of the show. We're going to get into our polygamy. As soon as I get everything popping, if there's any more calls in, I'm going to get all the calls in, all of the comments, everything like that. But we'll get on polygamy. Anyone who doesn't know what polygamy is, that means you can be legally married to one or more people. Pretty much you can have two wives, three wives, as much as you can afford. Some states in the U.S. do allow polygamy. I believe if you live in Utah, one of those Midwestern states, you can get away with polygamy. You can have more than one wife, and you can have bitches on the side. But, okay, so let's get on the whole subject of polygamy. Nettie, you for it or against it?
I'm for it. If the man can have two and three wives, why can't the women have two or three husbands?
Okay, so you feel it should be all good as long as it's fair on both sides?
Yep.
Okay, so like if the guy can have four wives, then the woman can have four husbands as long as she can afford them, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, why she got to afford them?
What do you mean why she got to afford them?
A man doesn't have to afford three women. So why does a woman have to afford three men?
He has to be able to
afford
all of his wives.
The wives are, let's say that hypothetically speaking, that the wives are contributing to the expenses of the household or the family. You're not going to say that he's taking care of all of them because that is not even realistic.
Okay, but still at all.
Why is it that
like
men
said,
can, when it comes to polygamy, it's okay for a man to have two and three wives, but a woman having two and three men, there's a backlash about that. What
okay,
makes
so,
man
okay,
so,
so
special?
Okay, so pretty much you're on the, if a guy has this many wives, he's a player, but if a woman has this many guys, she's a hoe, you want to know what's up with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, everybody call in 347-857-4302. As soon as I get through, I'll take as many callers as possible. We can chime in on this thing. We can bob up for the last 5 minutes and see what's really going on with this, what's going on with this, and possibly carry on to next week. Me personally, I say the whole polygamy thing, I would say, I'm definitely against it, only because when you're married, you're making a proclamation, not even before God, because that's whatever you think it is, But you're making a proclamation in front of people that you hold dear to you, your family, your friends, you're making a statement in front of them.
We're taking an oath. Mm-hmm.
You're taking an oath. You're making a stand in front of all of these people. People who value your word and everything like that. You're making a stand in front of all of them saying, yeah, I'm going to be with this one person for the rest of my life. But then if you're a polygamist, how can you expect anyone to take that for face value or to take your word if you're going to be boning this chick, that chick, but it's all legal?
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Okay, also, too, online we have 718, also from 718 in New York City. 718, prefix 207, what's up? You are on the pregame with Brooklyn Black. What's up? 718-207, you are on the pregame. What's up? All right, last time, 718-207, you are on the pregame. What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up? Just Big and Billy, what's up?
Big and Billy is in the building. Okay, Big and Billy, what's up? Right now, within the last 3 minutes, we are talking about polygamy.
Well,
you for against, as a male, are you for it or against it?
I'm like in the middle. I'm for it and I'm against it, but I'm more on the... If that's what you want in life, I think that if you can handle it, you can have that. But I'm kind of like, I don't do it though.
Okay, so I guess your wife might be listening in or something. Okay. All right. So like I said, I guess I agree with Sister Netta on the whole polygamy thing. It's a double standard thing, which I personally don't agree with, because if the guy does it, he's king of the land and everything like that, but if a woman mm-hmm. does it, it's not. Now, I've got another 60 seconds or so on the show. Brother Ben and Billy, I know you got some stuff going down. I'm going to get to that stuff in about a couple of seconds. Sister Ned, if you got some, you got my BBM pin, send it to me. I will get the blast on, but I'm going to clear the phone line so I can get my total wrap up and let you guys know what's going on for the next week, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right. I pretty much wrapped up with that. I just think it's a double standard with everything. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. We got about... because the lady on the phone said we got about 90 seconds left into the show. So, like I said, I'm going to get the word out. I'm going to do this again next week on the 17th. So, if you guys got Facebook, put the word out, Twitter, MySpace, whatever. Get the word out. I got 60 seconds left on this show. I believe Beg and Billy is still online. Please check out what Beg and Billy is doing on Facebook. That is Begging, BEGGINBILLIE, on Facebook, Begging Billy. Also, to follow me on Twitter, www.twitter.com/BrooklynBlack. Also, to follow Sister Rainwater. She has the whole thing with the dream catches. If you want to get your spiritual game intact, you want to get in contact with her. She's also on Facebook at Rainwater God Isis. Brother Panic, I know he probably could have been here. He's not here, but give a shout out to him. Bobby Hammond, my sister Ebony, Lisa, aka Bellix on Twitter. 1-800-845. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to do it again next week. I got 5 seconds left. We're going to rock this out. Thank you guys for tuning in to the pregame. We're going to do this again real soon.